From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter arrived in Turkey on Friday, where he plans to urge Ankara to respect Iraqi sovereignty. Carter's trip to Ankara comes as Washington is growing increasingly worried about tensions surrounding the campaign to retake Mosul from Islamic State jihadists. Turkey wants to have a larger role in the battle for Iraq's second city, but the Iraqi government is opposed to Turkish involvement, and the U.S. fears that tensions between the two countries could lead to the end of an agreement that's keeping rival sectarian and ethnic militias out of Mosul. In a related story, in the fight for Mosul, the Iraqi and Kurdish forces continue to advance faster than expected. The fight will not be easy, though. VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb has more.
The group has built several defenses along the way, including a patchwork of tunnels meant to allow IS fighters to move around without being detected by coalition aircraft. Military officials say they expect Islamic State to fight with a conventional defense in Mosul until they lose the city. After that, they say, Islamic State will act more like an insurgency. As thousands flee the fighting areas around Mosul, experts caution Iraqi and coalition forces to remember the lessons learned from the last Iraq war, which left Iraq politically unstable and led to a degradation of security. Carla Babb, VOA News, The Pentagon.
A powerful earthquake has hit western Japan. The 6.6 magnitude quake struck Tottori on the west coast of Japan Friday afternoon. The earthquake's severe shaking caused a power outage to tens of thousands of homes. There are no immediate reports of injuries or serious damage. This is VOA. European Union heads of state continue their summit Friday in Brussels, where the EU's response to Russia's bombing campaign in Syria is high on the agenda. Henry Ridgewell reports.
Despite the temporary ceasefire in the skies above Aleppo, there's little sign of a lasting end to the bombing campaign unleashed by Syrian government and Russian forces. Europe and the United States accused Moscow of killing and injuring thousands of civilians, actions that France says amount to war crimes. Arriving in Brussels for her first European Council summit Thursday, British Prime Minister Theresa May called for European unity.
We must continue to work together, and it's vital that we work together to continue to put pressure on Russia to stop its appalling atrocities, its sickening atrocities in Syria.
Europe had debated easing the sanctions applied to Russia over its forceful takeover of Crimea and eastern Ukraine. That's now seen as highly unlikely. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Following up on a debate moment that made headlines around the world when Donald Trump was asked if he would continue the American tradition of accepting the election result, win or lose, Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump vowed on Thursday he will accept the outcome of the November 8th U.S. election, provided that he's the winner. Trump's comment followed allegations on his part that the allegation is rigged against him. VOA's national correspondent Jim Malone has more.
Trump's refusal to pledge to abide by the results no matter what could worsen his relations with some Republicans who worry that his falling poll numbers now put congressional candidates at risk of losing. Trump now trails Clinton by about 7 points in national polls, a decline that began after the first presidential debate in late September. Even though Trump's supporters cheered his debate performances and his aggressive critique of Clinton, Trump's temperament became a central issue. With the debates now behind them, both candidates are focused on getting out the vote efforts in the final few weeks. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
Following the American criticism of extrajudicial killings in the Philippines, polls and interviews show that regular Filipinos largely continue to support U.S. military aid, despite the string of anti-American comments coming from their president, Rodrigo Duterte. And some people worry about his proposal for an alliance with China in light of a territorial dispute. Duterte said on Thursday he would separate from the United States both militarily and economically. However, a new survey this week shows some of the highest trust ever for the U.S. among the Filipino population.
That's the latest world news from VOA.